Okay, could I have an A, please?
No.
So, leads and bases. You come into this note just after the why oh why can't I, and you're an octave apart. So I would like you both to sing on this note on the A. So leads, you're going to be on the top one. Bases, you'll be an octave below. And I just want you to sing your words, why oh why can't I, but just on the one note, an octave apart. Okay. So keep the pitch going for a while. Give me your why on the octave spread. Ready? Why?
Why?
Now we're just gonna walk at why. Oh, why can't I? Ready?
Why?
As you're working up, because it's you're coming from the bottom up and it steps up. And I think what happens is when you get to the can't, you're slightly under. So when you try to get to the I, you're a little under, and then you can't get high enough onto the I. You know what I'm saying? So keep the pitch coming and try and make sure you match on the can't on that exact pitch. Yeah?
What vowel are we going for on the can't?
Yes. Okay.
The vowel.
It's a hard one. Like cat, cat. Why oh why can't I? Cat, cat. I think of And I don't know if you could hear what was going on. Why oh why can't I? Okay, the C is kind of influencing. It's me giving you a little glottal attack. And you may need to cheat a little breath in there somewhere, maybe to be able to reset your air at the top of everything. So let's take it again to see, with that in mind, see what happens. Why or why leads? And?
Why oh why can't I?
Better. Okay, and I don't know if you heard the I. It influenced what happened to the coming to the eye.
Are we supposed to say it?
Oh yes, yes. Okay, okay. You have to watch how it doesn't pull down.
Yep. Why oh why can't I?
So maybe just flick off the T. Okay. So it's the clothesline thing. Okay. That the clothesline keeps coming straight and it's really tight all the way through. It doesn't have any dips in it.
The other thing I noticed is why oh why can't. So it's not only, it's good catch of the vowel, Colette, because it's not just the vowel. And I watched, and you're actually changing your mouth. So let's do the same exercise, but I want everybody to put their hand here, and I don't want your mouth to go this way. Sits right here. It's not. Try that.
Good one.
I think that's really effective. Yep. And I notice a physical change. And it may be just as simple as doing this, just an awareness. We may, because sometimes you don't know you're doing it. Right?
I would actually say that probably applies to all four parts.
Oh, I agree.
If you sing, if you're singing Can't I, then I would say everybody's got to make sure that the can't all has to be straight up and down. And why, oh, why, why can't. So the why is already up and down. Can't just comes right into the same space. Let's try that again with the leads, keeping everything tall. Ready? Why?
Why, oh.
Let's bring the basses in so we get an octave lock there. Why oh why basses. Actually do the same thing so we make sure that everybody is in that same vocal space. Why oh why. Ready and.
Why.
So bases, you gotta make sure you get right there, right exactly at the same time as our leads who now know what they're doing. Ready? And sounding, because what was happening is the basses were going, oh, okay, they're like doing this, so we gotta come in and do this too. And we want that tag to be really quite
lovely.
I don't want to say gentle because I don't want you to, I don't want it to lose its support.
Right,
and not necessarily soft, but it needs to have, it needs to be light and floaty.
Ethereal, thank you.
Ethereal! There's a good word.
What?
Yes.
Let's try that again with that.
But this is changing.
Yeah, that makes a big difference.
And the lock between the vowels now is beautiful.
Okay, so just not, yes, yeah, so not as heavy coming into that. Let's keep the pitch coming. And so just hold the Y for a second, both parts, two parts, and Y. Ready? Just going for the ah for the moment, and then we'll move it along to the e. Okay, ready? Wah.
Wah.
Okay. So now we're going to do that was down. That was clean.
Yes.
Yeah. That was locked. Now we're going to do y o y. Okay. Same thing. Y o y. But just don't change anything. Keep that sound. Ready? Clothesline's just a little lower, but it's still as taut, and everything's still high off the ground with no dips in it. Let's just hear the basses on that. Y O Y. Ready? And. They're bowing, right? And the bow is going across back and forth, but you only hear one continuous note. It never stops, even though that bow sounds like it should go Sorry, yo-yo mom. But you know what I'm saying? It looks like it should stop the sound, but it doesn't. So let's make it like one continuous fluid sound as rich as a cello. One more time. Whoa. Make it gorgeous.
Whoa.
Stitching it together. Let's put the two parts back together. If we get this, that tag is going to be gorgeous. That's what we're going for. Gorgeous. Ethereal gorgeousness. Ready? Y-O-Y and... Something, the quality just kind of suffered a little bit. Maybe it was an air issue. Now, the good news is, we take it faster. Oh. We do Y-O-Y, can't I, right? So, you breathe in here. Breathe if you need to keep maintaining that proper space. One more time, Y-O-Y, two parts. Actually, let Doreen get some water. That's all right. Actually, is it me or is it dry in here?
It's dry.
Yeah, okay. Why a lot? And?
Why a lot? I can't.
Okay. We do it like that, and you get the octave locked coming into that. Could we? Can we do it on notes? Huh. You know, what are the notes? Could we get in at if, the lead pick up on if? If happy little bluebirds, can the leads get in there? I need an E natural. I can hardly get to that pitch. Keep it going, the leads just give me that note. You're on the same note, but you're not quite making the same sound. Let's keep the pitch coming. Take your mid breath and... Well, that was... I'm going... Keep the pitch coming a little longer. Put a little E in your if. Just a touch of E, not E, E. Try that. Leads. Breathe. Okay, good. So now you're gonna start there and you keep going with your words and basically you're gonna try and get in, okay? Let's have a pitch. This is If Happy Little. And
if happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow.
Because you need to know how that feels, because on Saturday, if we get there and you're like, I really can't hear what's going on, you need to go, but I know how it feels when I do, what? Mm-hmm. Is that right? What are your notes? Can't I? You need to know that there's a vibration that's going to happen, and you trust in that to get there. And also, it does not have to be heavier or, you know, pushed. Just make it light and ethereal. We're going for ethereal. Can we take it again, that place one more time? And basses, I know you've got the why, oh, why can't. No, that's baritone. Why? watch your can't. Can you make it taller? Taller, sort of more richer, now that we've got the leads doing it so that you match what they just did, okay? Can we take it from the if again? One more time? I'm not gonna give it to you.
Do you want the E?
Yes, and, no, sorry, the E, yes. Ready, and? Christine's shaking her head. She knows she can do it better. One more time. Ready?
If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow.
So Leeds, you know, you're going to do the basses a favor by spinning the I, keeping it at the top, so that when the basses do their why can't, and they come down to that note, that they're coming to the octave, so you can, like, basses, you lock into what the Leeds are doing, so that we have a really solid tuned chord at the end.